This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're just in from Britain this morning. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss has won the Conservative Party contest to become Britain's prime minister. She has pledged to act within a week to tackle a cost-of-living crisis. Again, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss winning the Conservative Party contest to become Britain's next prime minister. Record-breaking heat continues across parts of the West as many Americans return home from their long Labor Day holiday. The temperature could hit 114 degrees in Sacramento today, 111 in Las Vegas. On the East Coast, flash floods are possible from New England to the southern Appalachians this week. Parts of Georgia got heavy rain and thunderstorms yesterday. Two suspects still on the loose, suspected of stabbing to death 10 people in Saskatchewan, Canada. Police believe the suspects are still in Saskatchewan, but they're casting a wide net, says spokeswoman Rhonda Blackmore.
Given the fact that they are in a vehicle, we can't say with 100% certainty where they are right now. And we believe it's prudent to notify the residents of those provinces that there is a possibility they could have traveled to those locations and making them aware of this current situation that we're dealing with.
She was heard on CTV. A float plane crashed in Puget Sound yesterday, about 30 miles northwest of Seattle. One person was killed. 9 people are still missing, including a child. Fire EMS spokesman John Gablin.
It was reported by people on shore near Freeland here on Whidbey Island. They reported seeing a plane nosedive into the water. The sound of the impact was heard for a large area. And we arrived at the debris field. That's where we started.
He was heard there on KOMONews.com. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
The fighting in Ukraine, the Zaporizhia power plant, and disputes over pipelines will dominate political discussions this week. UN nuclear agency inspectors are scheduled to brief the Security Council on Tuesday about their inspection and safeguard visit to the Ukrainian power plant. Much of the Zaporizhia region, including the key city of Melitopol, had lost power for some time on Sunday, caused by earlier shelling. EU energy ministers, too, are down to hold an emergency meeting on Friday to discuss the bloc's electricity market, which European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said is no longer operating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Almost 700 children have died in a measles outbreak in Zimbabwe. The outbreak started in April. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.